Two heroes on a quest that begins.
3, 2, 1. Kick it, Jared. Powder your balls, wash that ass, I'm ready.
So am I. That was the Black Keys, Stop Stop, jamming song, man. I like how you like them old, like, that reminds me of Smash Mouth, like, one that beginning part, but that, like, reminds me of, like, old detective type shit, just that fucking, that weird, like,
jazz.
That line, that jazz line or something, man. Just,
I don't like Smash Mouth, though.
That's what that, wasn't that a song of theirs, that, that fucking beat they just used?
I don't know. They used to use
the kind like of jazzy.
I guess when I was a little kid in elementary school, I thought they were okay. Them and Sugar Ray, but I never.
I always liked rock and.
Hey, rap. I always like rock, dude. Oldies rock.
That's
man.
Like a. I mean, I guess that is considered a rock, but Sugar Ray is more pop. Smash Mouth is rock, but it's just. I'm good.
I just think of them and I associate it with Shrek. And we all know I have a hatred for Shrek.
I have no hatred with Shrek, but I do associate that song with Shrek, and I don't like that song.
How you doing today?
I'm not bad, not bad. I actually woke up at a decent hour of around 8 today. This has got to be a record. I usually have about a good solid, not bragging or anything, I just have a night job. I just, twice or, I'd say maybe 10 times a year, I wake up before 10 o'clock in the morning. And today was one of them days for me, and I, got all my stuff done. I ended up going to my mother's and cleaning out the pellet stove, like chimney. Got a little dirty, looking like 1930s chimney sweeper kid. But other than that, I'm doing fucking awesome. I'm over my sickness finally after fucking 8 months, it seems like. How you doing, brother man?
I'm good, dude. I'm having a good day. I woke up, I heard my phone going off from you. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. I'm like, wow, he's fucking, usually you're an 11 min. You get like an 11. I'm good, dude. My neighbors have two little Pomeranians, and I walk out to go to my car, and one of them's in my yard. Yeah. This little Pomeranian, it looks like a mini chow, and it runs off, and I back up my car, and I'm driving, I take a left, you know, to come towards here, and it's in the road, and it just stares me down, and I'm just looking at it, like, man, you are fucking
just revving up your car.
You are, I was like, you are cute, you fucker. you look like a little brown, it's a little puppy Pomeranian. I feel bad, because they leave them outside.
All the time?
They're always outside, man. I've never seen them in any time. I'll take my dog out like 4 in the morning, and we've had a cold winter, and fucking, they'll be out there, because I'll be pissing out here like, bah, 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 bah. They'll be way out in the fields, out in those people's houses.
And fucking, we're going to get like investigators or someone coming up to you guys know a lot of people who are doing some animal abuse.
No, but like, they're fine, man, but it's just outside, and it thinks it's tough shit. It's this little, looks like a little mini chow.
I've noticed, like, my dog, Pitbull, she hates it outdoors, so she's in and out. But long-haired dogs, man, they love the fuck out of this cold weather, man. Wait, like, they're all energetic out in the snow. I think they get more cabin fever than I do.
You ever read that book? I think it's The Call of the Wild.
No, I've heard of it. I know what you're talking about.
It's from the dog's perspective, Buck.
Really? Is it like that one Balto movie from Disney?
No, it's nothing with Balto. It's like, see, I haven't read it in a long time. It's like a dog, I think he lives maybe in Florida or California, he's like a long-haired big dog, I don't know the type. And then, like, something happens where he gets into the sledding, like, they put him in the sledding shit, and his whole world changes. Like, he's like, it's from his perspective, there's one point where, like, all the dogs, it's like really cold at night, and he doesn't know how to stay warm, and he sees all the other dogs digging holes and, like, sleep underneath the snow. Balto. He does it, and like, yeah, I've never seen. I remember Balto too, or I just remember him fighting the. It's like a dog version of Scar from The Lion King is the bad guy.
You know what's hilarious? You never heard of Balto, and I've heard of Call of the Wild. Now we know where they got the kids' movie Balto from. They made in like the mid '90s.
Late. They ripped off Call of the Wild.
They probably didn't. They it's just real good. Is that a dark novel? Is it?
It's like, a serious, and it's from the dog's perspective.
So they just turned it into.
And eventually, it's like. He goes from being a sledding dog to being with, like, it talks about him, like, the leader of the pack is, like, the rival, and he becomes the leader, and, like, fighting shit, and it's all from the dog's perspective, and, like, talks about how he, like, the owner, his master, starts off with just beating the dogs with a fucking club. If you fuck up, you get hit with a club, and eventually, like, he respects Buck the most, and, like, something happens where the hunter gets killed by, like, an Indian, they're out in the woods. Just surviving, him really? And the dog, like and the hunter gets killed by an Indian.
You mean like the dude who was riding the dog sled?
Yeah.
He ends up being killed?
He ends up getting killed by like an Indian.
Wow, checking his traps or something out in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, well, it's called Wild, man. I don't know. So what happens with the dogs?
I think the dog, all the rest of them, I think they, I don't know. I can't remember. I haven't read it in a long time. I don't remember if Buck goes off, if the guy stops doing sledding, or like something happens where the Buck ends up with just the one guy.
Do the dogs, like, talk in this novel, or is it just, like, narrative?
I think it's just narrative from the one, from Buck. There's a book called, they turned it into a movie, too, it's called Watership Down. Ooh. It's about rabbits, and it's a war between these rabbits. There's good and bad rabbits, and there's a bad one called The General.
You sent that to me, right?
Yes.
It's on YouTube.
You can watch the whole cartoon of it on YouTube if you want.
That movie was serious.
Movie's dead serious.
That movie's cool. It was like a cartoony, serious movie, man.
Yeah, it's an older movie. It's drawn like back when the first Hobbit movie. It looks like that, like old cartoon.
Yeah, like 80s, slow animation.
70s.
Really?
80s is like G.I. Joe's and Transformers and that.
Oh, you're right, you're right. Farther back, yeah.
Before we're born, this movie's out before we're born, but I remember reading the book in junior high, too. And it's all descriptive about the rabbits tearing each other apart, and they do it in the movie. The general's missing, like, a leg, and the dude, it's just like fucking war, dude. And there's one scene where the rabbits that are the good rabbits are running around. What are you laughing at? The rabbits?
Just thinking of little rabbits. I'm thinking is Conker's Bad Fur Day right now, man. Them little rabbits, but real rabbits dressed as army men with M16s.
No, it's not like that.
For the carrots, fellas! It's for the carrots!
There's one scene where they come across rabbits in the cages that, like, a hunter or something has. And they're, like, they're all fat and docile. They're like, what are you doing? They're like, you know, like, get out. We can let you free. They choose not to, dude. They don't want to go in the open world, even though they know that the hunter's going to eat them.
Welcome to society.
Oh, that book is deep. Watership Down.
Man, that's fucking crazy. That's a... What I really think of is, like, how crazy it's, like, that movie was made in the 70s, and there's movies made in the 50s, and they're all basically different clothes, same points, man. You know what I mean? It's all about, like, fucking... With some of them show off, like, stop at, like, end war. That one's basically... You know what I mean? That one's getting at... Get off society's nut and start fucking...
Well, that one scene is, at least.
Looking at... The rest but, is... I mean, I can't remember the whole movie, and...
Of what?
Waterfall, whatever you just said.
Watership Down? Watership Down. Have you seen it?
You sent it to me on YouTube, and I watched a lot of it.
Oh, okay.
Or we watched at your house or something. I just remember the sweet animation.
Sounds made up.
That shit's made up.
Yeah,
I didn't watch it with you.
The rabbits don't want to leave their cages because they're getting fed and they're warm and comfy, but the hunter's going to eat them at any given time, as opposed to, hey, go out into the open wild, even though there's a war going on, like, just, I don't know, they just were like, nah.
That just sounds like...
No.
From what I remember, all
depressed
just sounds
and shit and fat.
Depressing. That whole movie.
That whole movie is depressing.
Just sounds
there's
sad.
There's a bird, I think, on the rabbit
the
side.
The point of that is you're going to fight, and until realize you're going to fight until you die, motherfucker. And even if you are getting fat and lazy in this one scene, you're still going to die, motherfucker. Enjoy.
Team up and take down the hunter rabbits. That'd be some shit. You ever see The Fantastic Mr. Fox?
Yeah, we watched. That's one we definitely watched.
Yeah, that movie's awesome, dude. That's a good one. That movie... A lot of people are like, oh, that claymation. I can't stand that people. Oh, because I like Pixar movies. Yo, you like cartoons. Like, fuck yeah, dude. A lot of that stuff is way better than movies.
I was looking up on
live action. I mean,
this week I've been looking at like top 100 movies of like all time on IMDb, Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Tomatoes gave that movie, I think all three of them, if not one and two, 100.
What movie?
Toy Story 1 and 2. Like, oh, did I even say that?
Did no, you didn't like, say I'm sorry. Toy Story. Oh, I was talking about Pixar movies.
That is a Pixar movie. Like, yes. Them, okay. All them Pixar movies are really good because the plots are awesome, man. The plots, they are the best movies. If you don't like Pixar movies, you probably like shitty movies. I don't know anybody who doesn't like Pixar movies. I'm not going to lie to you. Everybody. That's majority. They're just good movies. Name one bad one that you didn't like.
I can't think of one. Everyone, I've been entertained. What's the one I like? What's the one? Megamind?
See, even...
Yeah, that one's awesome.
They're all awesome, and even, like, Finding Nemo, and that one's great. The, Cars... Oh, Cars may have been, like, the least one on the bottom of my list.
Yeah, Cars is one of my least favorites. I didn't see Bolt yet.
I have seen Bolt. See, I watch too many movies, and there's just an influx, and they all just get tossed aside.
You're like, I saw this one movie there. It was an all-star cast.
Also, like, yeah. I can name movies. I can name actors who are in movies. I can, like, I have, like, what I have is commercials going through my head for movies, but they're my own. They're just flashes of these movies that I know. And it's like, that's how you know that one. Like, the only reason I know The Shining right now is because I've watched that movie 3 times this week. And I just know every scene. Scarface, I know a lot because
I've never seen Scarface.
Really?
Never.
That's not bad. That's worth a one through, even if you don't like gangster type movies like that.
I did see a version of it though, where they edited the movie to where they only played when anybody says fuck.
That's a lot of the movie.
15 minutes. It's like 15 minutes, and they're just going fuck, 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 fucking fuck, 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 fucking. And it's like cutting from beginning to end, and you see him at the end like shooting guns and shit. Fuck. I've never seen it.
I never seen the Godfather movies. I'm ashamed of it.
At the state fair once, a guy couldn't guess my weight, and I won a framed Scarface dollar bill.
It was framed. So did you do some?
It was like a poster. Scarface dollar bill.
It would have been cool if they
gave you... It was stupid.
If you gave you, like, a mirror with, like, a Scarface etched in it or something. Just like a Coke mirror. That would be irony. That'd be hilarious. I bet you they made a shitload of money off of that.
Montana's face on it.
Yeah, I bet you whoever invented that, if they did, I bet you made some cash.
One of my first girlfriend's dads always used to be like, I'm Tony Montana. I'm from Cuba. And I didn't get it because I never saw the fucking movie.
That's stupid. I've seen that movie, and that's just...
Does he ever say that?
Yeah, he does.
I'm from Cuba?
That's how... I mean, I don't know if he says Cuba. Like,
the guy was just being a fucking jerk. He has an
accent. He does have a thick accent. He just sounds like a jerk.
I've seen Goodfellas a bunch. That movie's got a lot of coke in it.
That's one that I have never seen either.
What?
See, that's how I feel about Scarface.
You and me are awesome together, Jared.
We just name each other. We just explain the plot of each movie. They do coke. That's it. He does a lot of coke and he ends up getting shot at.
We're complete opposites. It's like, yo, you ever have sex?
No.
I have.
Oh! You ever masturbated?
Nope.
I do.
Whoa! We should fuse with DBZ style.
Oh my god. Is that symbolism too? What? Them guys fusing into one? Dragon Ball Z?
I don't know. I think it was just a little game.
I just name off shit. Everything is symbolism in it.
Every two make one.
That's like the opposite of a hydra.
How come the fusions never fused? Was that possible?
Oh, why didn't Vegeta or whatever?
I don't know. I don't really want to get into
deep. Why didn't they fuse into fuse into fuse? Now we're getting deep into
every Batman. The whole show just turns into where everyone's just turning into one person.
Oh, my God.
Fuck that.
That makes me going back to Pixar movies.
Do it up.
Shit. Man, that makes me want to watch The Incredibles. The Incredibles was the best movie. If anybody's ever seen that movie, and you may say we're like childish or whatever, but if you ever seen that movie, every time you see someone with a cape, you're like, no cape. That's the first thing I think of now. It's like, no cape. No cape.
Well, in real life, why would
people... Batman would be the only one, as you would be it.
Like, in real life, people wore capes because they served a purpose, like an extra piece of clothing that, like, well, depending on the, I don't know when... Capes was just showing off that you could afford an extra piece of fabric just to flap over yourself, but like it served as like a blanket or keep you warm or your horse or whatever, like even that kind of stuff.
Cousins used to wear fucking like
It was cold. Man, it was cold. It wasn't heated the way everything was, dude. Like people wore a lot of like layers, man.
If it was cool, I would probably rock a cool fucking like a animal skin around me.
But the only cape that serves a purpose would be, unless the superhero, the cape, his was crazy, his defied cape physics, his would stretch and...
What superhero?
Like the cape.
Oh, the cape.
And Batman.
Oh, the cape had like a... That was a silly one.
I love that guy. I'm a huge fan of the superhero, the cape. Not the show itself, there's a lot of cheesy superheroes, but... His concept where his cape is like, it can do crazy shit, like it can whip it out real far and stretch it and like...
It's like Spawn's cape.
Oh, Spawn's got a cape too, and his does serve a purpose. His is cool too. Batman's is awesome. His is like, he can glide, and it's like bulletproof and flavors, and he's got... I have like a How to Be a Batman handbook, and it talks about his is like, there's you know how Batman's, but, cape is like, the real Batman, I'll get into that too. The Batman's cape is like, it's spiky, like Batwing, you know how it's jagged?
Yeah,
at the ends of those little tips, there's like BBs in them, so if he was to whip his cape at you, you'd get smacked with these little fucking ball bearings.
That's how he fuck people up.
That would hurt, dude.
I always wondered why he could fuck people up with his cape.
Dude, that would hurt, but,
how heavy would that cape be?
It's gotta be heavy as fuck. Well, it's made out of like that super light shit, so you can glide, but like.
Of course, the cast.
It can mold to like the I don't know, you know, whatever. He can glide with it. It's cool. It's funny, because, you know how you guys feel like the real Batman, we made a joke. In like one of my college English classes, we got like a creative writing thing. It was like, write about a moment in your life that was the most like crazy to you. And like, I suck at writing about real life stuff. Mm-hmm. But if I can, if you're like, Kyle, write about anything, I can come up with the most like crazy story ever and it'd be awesome. So I wrote about how I was at Skate, like I merged a real life moment in my life where I was at Skate a while and a girl, well, here's what's up, back skip, third grade, it's my birthday, and I was going to have a skating party and I invited everyone in the class, but this girl I didn't like, and I guess that's real rude now that I think about it, handing out invites to everybody but not her. I didn't mean to.
You everybody but her?
Not everybody, literally. Just a few, my few handful of friends, but definitely not her, and she wanted to go real bad.
How many people were there?
Like 10. I'm a little kid. It was all my little friends from fucking
out
grade.
Of a class full of like 20 people?
I don't know. I don't think there's 20 kids in the fucking... I don't remember, dude. Either way, it was... It's
you
still not cool.
There is 11 fucking kids in your class.
No, yeah, there's five of them, and I handed them to four. No, it's like... No, either way, I didn't want her to go. She was always bullying me because she liked me, that kind of shit, but I didn't like her, and she was just always mean. I just didn't want her to go. She shows up anyways. I'm skating, having a good old time. Someone grabs me my butt real hard and slams me into those shag carpet walls at the skating rink. It's her. So in this report, I combine that story with... After she slams me into the wall, all of a sudden the lights go out, and the room's filled with smoke. And, like, when the lights come back on, she's hanging by her ankles by, like a zipline thing. And, like, I'm like, all of a sudden, there's a real Batman. And, like you know, like, I go into detail about how he's like, happy birthday, kid. And, like, he just disappears. And, like, my teacher pulled me aside one day out of the classroom, like, he was, like, handing out classes, and, like, his name's like, Kyle, hold on a minute. And he's like, so what is this? He's like, you met the real Batman? I'm like, what? Like, I'm like, nah, dude. I was like, nah, I just wrote, I don't know, like, I didn't, did it have to be real? He's like, no. But he's like, I was just, I don't know. You know, he's just, like, questioning me, because I guess I was the only one that didn't write about a real thing. I made up the Batman. Or did I?
Woo-hoo! You had to do a report on something.
I guess I was the only one that did like a creative essay type one. Everyone else wrote about a real serious, like an actual
what
thing
was
that
the
happened.
Topic you had to write about? I'm
write
sorry.
About something that happened in your life, like the most, like the most, the time you had, you felt, it was about emotions. And I did mine based off of,
That's so stupid. You, it's like, what do you like? That's awesome. Some people are just so thick when you were growing up, you think, I would have fucking been like high school.
You know what's stupid?
I couldn't think of anything
I
real
had to waste
in your
a semester.
Life.
I had to waste a semester being in like a remedial, well, like an English class that was like stupid English class in college. Because when we did like the entrance exam thing, like we're going to, based off this exam, we're going to see what kind of classes you start off with. So, like, write an essay about whatever the fuck. Or write, it was, like, a time you felt scared. Like, I got, it was all random. You had to just, like, write. I was like, oh, shit. So I made up a thing about how I was going to go to the zoo and fall in the lion's den. And, like, a lion was going to come at me and I was going to be real scared. I didn't get past eaten breakfast because I was writing so much in detail that it had nothing to do with what the topic was. And they put me in that fucking shitty remedial English class because I wrote real descriptive waking up and getting ready.
Was that remedial? Like you were good? It was...
No, it means you're stupid. They put me in a stupid English class full of idiots, and everyone looked at me like I was a genius because I knew where to put periods and commas.
Are you serious?
For the most part, yeah. Like, I could write complete sentences.
No,
like,
not, not knew, are I you serious? I, you could write complete sentences? No, serious. Like, people were like, holy fuck, you know where to put a period?
Not that, but it was like, I'm over-exaggerating that, but it was like, everyone was, I remember one girl, legit, this isn't even a lie, she was like, wow, you're smart. It was just like, whoa, like, really? Like, this is stupid. Like, I'm writing, they're making us do, like,
they're just making
bullshit.
Us,
I wrote about Futurama. But either way, my point was, write an essay about a time you felt real scared. I didn't know it was timed, because I showed up late.
Okay.
And they didn't tell me, so I was like, all right, time's up. I'm like, what? Hang your book. I'm like, I got an unfinished story about me getting out of bed and eating breakfast, and it has nothing to do with getting scared or anything. Fuck me! Like, dude, like, I even was like, oh my god. It's all right. It's all good.
Okay, yeah, you need...
I felt real scared when that lion happened.
Oh my god.
That's what I get for making something up. I should have just been dumb wrong one time. One time I went into a haunted house that actually were just people in costumes. I was scared. The end.
You should have done it. Two sentences.
Would have been the same class anyways. Fuck.
I remember one time when I was in like the second grade. I just got bored and read a little tiny, like, real, like, 12 page fucking book. A little short kid's story. It was called The Boxing Chicken. And I read it one day, and it was out of control, man. I had a good plot and everything. I didn't know how to spell, and I drew little pictures, man.
What's it about? Tell me the story of The Boxing Chicken.
I think it was a knockoff of Chicken Run or something like that. Uh-huh. Chicken Run and Rocky is what it combined. It was like these free-range, like these chickens were in a farm and whatever, they were all. And one was like the big rooster. I called him, like Cockzilla or something. Something perverted or like Chickenzilla or something. And I forgot what I named. I just named him, like BC was the name character. Boxing Chicken is basically it. And it was just basically, the theme of it was, chicken comes in, rooster just trying to take over shit, and big Chickenzilla or whatever comes and fucks this dude up, and then it's the re-rise of fucking BC to kick Chickenzilla's ass, and like a one-night boxing fight in the chicken in like the farm.
You know, you're talking about the rabbits tearing each other apart in real life. It's like chickens talking to each other. You're like, what's up with these chickens? There's a farmer in the chicken coop watching these chickens. This little chicken war going on. Like, oh my god, there's always chickens surrounding these two other ones that are about to fight. You're like, what the fuck? Like, the ones that throw jabs and shit.
I drew little shitty pictures of two chickens in a ring. And then, like, the next page, it was like front and back, like 10 pages and all. And, like, the bottom, like, quarter was a little drawing of one chicken, like, in the... And then you flip over in the boxing, them two, in, like, the corner. Flip it over, it's them two, like, one of them throwing an uppercut at him.
With his wing?
Yeah, dude, they had... No, it wasn't the wing. They had, like, wing hands. It was, like, our hands. Like, Chicken Run. You ever seen a little Chicken Run? Yeah. They had their hands. It was just like that.
I didn't care too much for Chicken Run.
Oh, man, I watched that a few times. I didn't mind a couple.
I never cared for Wallace and Gromit type, that claymation. I've never been a fan of that stuff. Like, I like how they're British, and they got all crooked teeth and shit, and they're all like, there's more cheese! Like, they're all like...
It's all
and, like, I just did, I just didn't, couldn't really take it. Didn't really care too much for that. There's a part... excuse me.
Don't die.
Yeah, I'm always making, like, guttural noises on all these podcasts, dude. I've been listening, and I'm always like, blah, blah, and I even, like, burping.
I always
good thing I don't just rip ass.
Well, you either throw a shit joke out, or you make a disgusting noise, either or.
There's a... You ever hear the term peanut butter legs? That girl's got peanut butter legs.
No.
Easy to spread. I've never heard that until yesterday.
I haven't heard that until now. That's some new shit happening.
Nah, it's not.
Really?
Some older guy was telling me about
it. Was that like a butterface shit?
Maybe. But it's like, no, because like peanut butter legs, easy to spread, I guess. Like, cause like
is that like a 70s joke? It just missed our era.
So Jiffy, because like Jiffy came out and was like, man, we're easy to spread.
So you're throwing out like a 1950s joke. Just
like, I just like it, because it's funny.
It is funny.
But I like peanut butter.
Always threw a callback.
She's got peanut butter legs. Crunchy? You're like an idiot.
Extra.
St-
out of control.
Right?
Fucking crazy. Peter Pan, that shit.
Legs are snapping. Dude, I'm so glad it's not cold anymore. The other day, man, I had one of those leg aches we're talking about. It seems like every time I talk about not having an ailment, I get it after talking about it on this podcast.
Straight up, don't ever talk about, like, getting in a car accident or anything. Fuck.
Dude, I'm going to get laid a week from now.
Ooh.
Ooh, and then something happens.
Well, touch my titty.
I got molested.
Jared, come back. Just gets real quiet all of a sudden. Jared, I was molested. Like, can you get molested now?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm a man. I'll fuck anybody off. I'm not getting molested.
You just make weird noises.
I mean, when I was a little kid, a friend of a kid I was with one time, he grabbed my dick.
What a weirdo. Just had to make an instant comment.
We were, like, under a blanket, both watching a movie, and he, like, snaked his hand into my gym. Like, I had, like, long, baggy mesh shorts on.
Did he jerk you off or something?
For, like, a second.
Weird.
I was like, whoa! Yeah. That felt way too good, dude. You better stop.
He's like, that's why.
He got weird. He was cool at first. And then, like...
Do you just attract gay people?
I don't know. I attract weirdos for some reason. Am I a weirdo? Because I know that, like, everything in this universe is on your vibration. Like, the way you are is what you attract in your life. So, if I get a lot of crazies, I guess... Oh, boy.
I don't know. Something we have a lot of good fans, though. So how about you stick to doing podcasts and internet life and stay out of the real world for a couple of years, you know?
Right.
I mean, I like our fans and everything.
Get bullied by, like, a luchador guy or something.
Walking down the road, just some guy screaming at you and some Latino, like, Mexican. It's like, I don't know anything. I don't know Mexican. I ain't going to be completely racist and make a weird sound, too. Like I did the Swedish people. Throwback.
You didn't even make a voice. You just made a noise, dude. That's so funny.
It's so racist. Good. I'm a horrible man.
Horrible man.
I have no offense to anybody. I love anybody and everybody.
Yeah. Would you be a Viking? Like, if you could live in any sort of era, I mean, obviously we don't know what the future entails.
I guess,
but, like,
if you want to live in that time and or around the Vikings, you'd want to be a Viking. Because I sure as hell don't want to be the village that gets raped or fucking pillaged and murked.
Not all were bad.
What, Vikings?
Yeah. Some would, like, settle and, like, turn their ships into houses and just be, like, that would be the new settlement where they chill. Because they would turn their ships upside down and use them as, like, the roofs to a house. Or if some ships were big enough, it would just be, like, the whole ship is the
house. How heavy are them houses? I just sound like Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah. How are them
right? What the fuck? Vikings. I don't know. The reason that popped in my head is because the other night I watched a cheesy sci-fi movie. Sci-fi movie called Outlander. And it's a guy from the future.
Outlander's an old movie.
Is it?
Isn't it? Isn't that like a 1980s
movie? Outlander!
Either way,
in this movie,
no, yeah, it is.
The guy from the future, there's a dragon in the future, and it's got like a name, I don't know, I'm going to call it Vazul, who knows, I just made that up.
Nazgul.
But he's fighting in the future, and he's got like silver halo armor going on, he looks actually like a guy from StarCraft, he's like shooting at it with like a plasma gun.
Mithril?
I don't know, no, it's just metal.
That's cool.
It's a power suit armor.
He's fighting, so in the
and
future.
And somehow he gets like sucked into the dragon castle portal, and he's like... He doesn't know he's in the woods and his armor's gone. He's like chasing after this dragon thing in the woods. And while stalking the dragon in the woods, he gets taken out by Vikings. And he, like, one of them kicks him into a tree and he hits the tree with his back and it makes him, like, slingshot his gun out of his hand. Like, ah! And his gun goes flying into a waterfall and they knock him out and he's in, like, a Viking town. And then.
What, if this movie isn't old, spoilers. We should just be the spoilers podcast.
Are you gonna ask a question?
No.
Oh, there's one part of the movie that I thought was kind of cool. Like, the entrance, I don't know if it would work. They did, like, a punji stick thing, but now they didn't do shit-covered bamboo sticks. They put spears, like, they dug a hole, had spears sticking up in the hole, and then they put, like, shields over it, and they covered the shields with dirt, so when people walked on the shields, they'd fall to the shields and land on spears.
So it was, like, how far was the gap between the shields and the spears?
Maybe, like, 3 or 4 feet. Enough to, if you're falling, you're going to get stabbed, all your weight on a fucking
how
thing.
How do they suspend them?
Pierce you. The spears?
The shields.
I don't remember. I think they tie them together. They put them on top of the spears or something. I don't know.
Because if you put them right on top of the spears, it wouldn't, like, it would suck once you break them, but it seems like you would be safer than just falling 6 feet above them and crushing you. You're dead. You're dead if you fall on a hole of kanji sticks.
It also made me think about how I would like, I just going back to, I like thinking of live, I would like to live in like a, being woodland tribe of people, man. Or, I'll see about the other, I'd be down living in like the tropics somewhere, just being chill. As long as my job wasn't stressful, I'd be like a fisherman, like a fucking, a little farmer living in the tropics on a little island, just chilling, man. I just want to chill.
So I just want to chill.
That's all I like doing, man. I don't care about having things.
I don't know. I'm not willing to be on an island much anymore. I'm willing to be on one that maybe just pops kind of up. Shit. But nowadays with global warming and shit, fuck it.
Well, what about living in like...
I wouldn't mind living here like, if this was like a frontier. But I don't mind to live in Alaska because it's like 8 months of fucking winter. I don't mind the 6 months of fucking like... Like 3 to 4 hard months of winter, and then like 2 to 3 months of just maybe kind of sort of shittiness, where we actually see ground and it's warming up here and there. Then just fucking 4 months hot, eaten up by mosquitoes, literally just niceness, and then winter. You're fucked. I'm good with that noise.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind living like in the Midwest, maybe, if it wasn't so Midwesty, I suppose.
I'm gonna go to the moon, start my own base. I'm gonna go to space. Space base.
To the moon, ass!
Speaking of which, dude, there's a new game coming out called Starbound, or it already is out.
Yeah, it's that.
It's cool.
It's on Steam, early access. As soon as I get a good computer, I'll get it. It might be out for even that tablet they just got.
How would that work?
Maybe. I'm just saying, I'm just throwing it out there.
It looks cool, it looks like Terraria. But it's more like Super Nintendo, like the graphics are a little more... But you go into space, and there's different planets, and so instead of just having the one world, bunch of worlds, and you're like an alien, you can choose all these different races. But what I saw, there's a guy who looked like a blue jay. It's like a blue jay woman running around
shit. The shit that I seen, it was, I seen like a dude with a cat, I seen like a 20-minute play video. I watched for 10 minutes because I just got tired of watching it. Because, and they, you start off in a spaceship... And then you get shot down, you're low on fuel, and you get shot down to the planet you're near. And so, you get shot down to this planet, you get a matter manipulator that, if you ever played Terraria, you get to pick up, like, the pixel blocks. As in, like, dirt blocks and stone blocks and different kinds of ore. But it takes forever, so you collect the ore, build a house, just like Terraria, but you get to go to different planets. It looked awesome. I can't wait to get a good computer so I can actually play it. It looked like Mega Man graphics, isn't that what it is? Like the type Mega, like Super Nintendo.
Yeah, they were Super Nintendo. They were updated. The animations were a lot more smoother. There was more animation.
Well, I don't think it's the people who did Terraria. It's a different company altogether.
It's all right. Still looks like a good game. What have you been playing lately?
I have been playing Lord of the Rings Conquest. And that game, if you guys ever played Battlefront, or Star Wars Battlefront, it's a lot like that game, but the Lord of the Rings world. And the fact it's a, I guess it's a third-person hack-and-slash game, and you get to, is that what it's called, hack-and-slash?
Yeah, like, you know, it's like...
Third-person, you get to choose your class in the beginning, and between, like, a warrior who's just a beat-em-up kind of guy... a scout, who's the sneaky guy, like the ninja type dude. The mage, obviously the wizard dude, and the archer.
You know, like nameless Lord of the Rings type people?
They're orcs, if you're the bad guys, and they're like, one's a cute man, elf.
Like nameless classes, yeah. And then if you get enough, what, kills or something, and survive long enough, you get to play as like a hero?
You get to play as a hero, as in like, if you're a good guy, you get to play as Aragorn, and... This game came out in 2008, so you guys already know. If you haven't played it, it's on Xbox. It's dirt cheap. Play it. It's awesome. You can play as Aragorn and Gimli.
Is it an arcade?
It's a real game. Not
you
gotta
buy a disc?
You ain't gotta buy it. It's on the market.
You can download it? Okay. Because yeah. I know that they came out with one that was kind of like, it looked like a Diablo game, where you're like all the different heroes too, and it was kind of weird. Like Sauron and Gandalf fighting alongside each other.
That is awkward. Is that like, what? What is that game?
It's on the Xbox Arcade. I don't know the name of it.
Oh, I
think... And there's, like, Legolas, and he's got, like, 6 green magic arrows and 1 bow.
Legolas!
Dude, they're coming out with... For people who like Legos, they're coming out with a Lego movie. It's got, like, awesome. All the Lego characters they've ever, like, made, all, like, a crazy movie. And also, they're coming out with an official Lego Ghostbusters they're going to put out, where you can make The only qual I have with it is fucking Slimer looks like a douchebag. They made Lego Slimer. I've seen that exact... I know that, like, Lego obviously, like, they use the same molds for things. The Lego Slimer is the same as, like, this Lego Star Wars character they have out, too. It's like Baby the Hutt. It's like Baby... Jabba the Hutt's baby. It's the same fucking Lego character. Why does he have legs?
What do you mean he has legs?
They gave Slimer legs.
They gave Slimer legs?
The Lego Slimer has legs. Unless that was the concept and they just used that. But I don't know, man. Then there's like the Ecto-1.
How's the Ecto-1 look?
That thing's cool, man. I've always liked the Ghostbusters. You know what they needed to do?
That's an old hearse, ain't it?
Or something. It's an old hospital thing.
Yeah. Old hospital, like station wagon.
Yeah. They could have made Ghostbusters cool if they made it, like, serious. Like, there's, like, demons that are killing people, or ghosts, crazy ghosts. Like, they could have had the crazy, stupid, like, I don't know, they could have made it scary, dude. Like, a scary movie with these guys that come in and they fight demons and shit. It could have been a cool action movie, kind of like Constantine or something, but with guys with laser packs and...
I think they were aiming for a younger audience, maybe? A less sophisticated audience.
You ever watched the original Ghostbusters?
I have.
That's not a kid's movie.
What do you mean it's not a kid's movie? I showed the only scary part.
There's the part when Bill Murray goes into her apartment when she's possessed and she wants to fuck real bad.
Do you see a teddy?
No, but she's all like, I want you inside
me. Get your waspy kind of ass out of there. I wouldn't show it to like a 3-year-old. I'd show it to like a 7-year-old.
Come here, little boy. How old are you? 7. Let's watch a movie together.
I wouldn't do it like that, you fucking weirdo. Come here and enjoy this candy bar with me, man.
How old are you, 8? No, too old.
Like, I'm not saying, I'm saying if I had, like, a nephew or I have a niece, and she's like, let's watch a movie. If she was, like, maybe above the age of, I'm going to even say 5. I watched Lethal Weapon when I was, like, 4. That movie's horrible to watch. I don't seem that bad.
I think most movies are okay, as long as it's not, you're not showing them. Like hardcore porn or something going on.
Yeah, that's rough. Unless you're above like age of 10 nowadays because of some guys, man. Some guys. I want to say, why are girls and guys different? You have them such a different standard.
Because girls are made of everything nice, and boys are made out of what? Snails and puppy dog tails.
What did you just say to me? What?
Yeah, dude. You ain't know?
Snow dogs and ponytails?
We're dropping bombs on this podcast.
I gotta fucking swing this in different...
You got any news for me, man? I haven't been doing much.
I do. I've been watching The Shining. And for all you out there, you need to watch The Shining.
Well, now, which one? The one with...
Not the Steven Weber 19... I mean, I haven't seen it. It might
hold up. That one's good.
I'll check it out.
It's probably not the same, though.
I'm gonna watch it. I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna watch it. The 1980s was Jack Nicholson and... Duvall, her name, I forgot her name. It's Duvall something. Sheila Duvall? Shelley Duvall?
Might she's be. Like a weird looking Cher ripoff kind of.
I think she's the girl who plays Olive Oil in Popeye.
Oh, that Robin Williams Popeye. Yes.
Dude,
yes.
She's good. She makes a blood curling scream, man, that makes you scared. Dude, that movie is so deep. It's unbelievable. I didn't realize. Have you ever watched, like, you never realized there was a good director out there, and then once in a while you watch this old movie from the past, and it just blows your mind, like, wow, this exists?
Yeah.
That just left-field you? That's what that movie did, and yeah. I was scarred by it, because I watched it when I was, like, 6 or 7, and I just watched the scary parts, and I got scared by it. I never gave it a chance. Well, I put my big boy panties on, and I was like, I need to watch it. I watched it. Because I think Adam Carolla mentioned it on his podcast because he said it was awesome. And that Matt Atchity dude, whatever. And I watched it. Wow. That movie's awesome. It's got so many... That's one of the most... We talk about symbolism in movies all the time. And that is one of the best ones to watch.
What do they got? What kind of shit do they got going on?
They talk about, like, all the... we'll start with the, like, when you even look up. It's the Indian genocide. The white man and the Indian genocide when we came over here. Because in the beginning of the movie, around the when the little kid meets the black cook and they start talking to each other in their minds, we're going spoilers from 28 years ago or however long it was, 30 years ago, and you look behind them and there's a can of tobacco and you can actually see it says Calumet or whatever, Calumet, and that means like peace or something in
Indianese. That's so racist, ain't it?
Oh, well, anyway. I just saw a picture of it. It's on like a shelf.
Yeah, it's on a shelf behind me. You can read it perfectly. And then later on in the movie, and this is just one of the minor ones that they just show it to you. And later on in the movie, when Jack Nicholson gets locked in the freezer, you see all the cans of tobacco behind him, but there isn't one that says clear. It doesn't clearly say the name. And Stanley Kubrick, who made the movie, had over a 200 IQ, and people were always saying he was very meticulous about shit. He wouldn't let the little things go or anything. He used the whole... If you ever watch any of his movies, he uses the whole picture. If, like, every scene, there's little shit that always points to something else. And when Jack Nicholson gets locked up in there, and you can't read the name of it, it means that him and, like, this ghost. Him and this ghost start talking. The ghost who lets him out. And it's like a dirty deal, like the white man did with the Indian. And in the end, I think it's just karma where he dies.
Yeah, what's up with the kid wearing the Apollo USA sweaters? That's
something too, right? All right, Stanley Kubrick, allegedly, supposedly, this is all conspiracy theory craziness. Well, he's dead. He supposedly made the original, like, 1970s moon footage. And all the tricks were, if you ever seen the movie 2001 A Space Odyssey, that supposedly was a predecessor, his practice to making the moon footage. Well, anyways, in The Shining, if you watch it, there's a lot of innuendos, like little hints to him actually doing the moon footage. And as you said, if you watch one scene, it's the little kid's wearing an Apollo 11 shirt, and it shows a rocket on it. And if you look at the squares that he's on, I don't know what... I didn't understand this part. Because I watched... There's a documentary called Room 237. Watch that. Well, anyways. If you look, he's playing on this rug. And the little landing strip where he's playing with his cars is coming in at him. Well, and literally, when he stands up and the Apollo, like, takes off, it looks back down and all of them are opposite. Like, that closed off. So I take it like that's like taking off and they closed off the roads or something.
Okay.
That's what I
thought. The rocket there?
Yeah, him taking off. And
wow, this is nuts.
Stephen King. And
is this legit? Like, did he really put these in here? Is this all people looking too much
into this movie? This could be too much into it, but either or, if you look into it, it's fucking real, dude, because there's a lot of shit that goes into it that's...
I'm looking up some here, and there's the Bloody Empire has to do with the British military establishment. That has to do with the blood. The flooding river of blood represents, like, I'm not going to read it here.
The Empire, it goes down because it's on an Indian burial ground. And what the elevator saying, I think that's a little conspiracy.
Yeah, that's what it is.
The Indian it goes burial down ground. And dips into the Well of Souls and brings up all their blood. And that's why it opens up into and all the blood pours out.
Oh, this is nuts.
Well, back to the Apollo, or back to the moon land launching one. 237... If you, from the Stephen King novel, it was 217. And Stanley Kubrick changed it to 237 because the moon is, supposedly the moon is 237,000 miles away, but that's why he put 237 on the key. And if you look on the key, the actual tag in the scene, it says room NO 237 on like the tag for the hotel. And the all capital letters are room and the number or letter N. And if you take room and it's moon, that's the only two words you can spell with it or something.
Wow, dude, you went deep with this, dude. This is awesome. Sorry.
There's also, towards the end, if you start hearing Jack Nicholson fight with his wife, like when he's walking up the stairs trying to chase her, he starts saying like weird shit, like, do you know my responsibility to my contractors? And he doesn't say, like, to the hotel keeper, do you know what I'm doing here, why we are here? And he's just saying, like, all this vague shit in a movie and just weird. And so if you just put it in, like, Stanley Kubrick's shoes, it's like him fighting with his ex-old lady or his ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very weird. I think that's about it. There may be one or two more.
There's a Minotaur. Apparently he represents the old Greek...
See, that one I couldn't put together really well, because...
Right. Well,
does the Minotaur die in the story? I didn't look it up.
I don't know, I could, but I'm not gonna right now, because it's never here. There was something about... There's a puzzle at the end of the movie? I haven't seen the movie in a long time.
A maze.
At the very end of the movie, they said there's a weird puzzle shot. Like, the camera pans out and shows a weird puzzle, and it has to do with something that... There's no 4th of July
You mean a weird picture shot. There's a weird picture of, at the very end of the movie, after Jack Nicholson dies, spoilers. If you see him after you die, they pan in. The very last shot is a scene of Jack Nicholson standing there. And he dies in a maze. In, like, the maze. I don't know.
Yeah, the hotel represents a maze, right?
The hotel in itself, yeah, it's a maze. I'm just going verbatim for this movie. Literally, I just caught myself repeating what that's what they say. It's literally a maze, because nothing makes sense. Watch the movie. A couple of them are kind of weird. Like, they get deep into, like, going where the kid freaking... going where the kid is riding on his bike. And like, they go to the pattern that he rides on his bike and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't understand that, but they show, like, a scene where... how it connects, how the hotel connects. It's a good movie.
Well, that pattern is, like, the... it's, like, it's hexagons. I'm looking at it right now.
It's like, a P. The first one.
Oh, well, I'm looking at one right now.
Oh, that's the that's like, that launch pad that I was telling you about. See, I'm sorry to all the listeners out there. This is the shittiest one. See how he's playing? That's like a launch pad. As soon as he stands up, the Apollo 11's, and that's turned opposite.
Okay.
And literally the next scene. But that's that pattern on the rug is like the... there's another conspiracy out there towards this movie where this movie's all about sex. And fucking... and all this different sexual innuendos. One of the theories... is this guy... you guys don't even have to watch Room 237. Just listen to this fucking podcast. How about that one? Boom. And the theory is, in the very first scene, when this fucking hotel owner shakes Jack Nicholson's hand, a letterbox, like, in, out on his desk, and it looks like an erect penis was one of them. That made me, like, that's weird. It looks like it's fucking... as soon as he touches Jack Nicholson's hand, they're shake. He has, like, looks like a black dick. Well, anyways, if you look into the hotel, the room 237 that they actually go in, that the kid gets his neck wrung or whatever, you don't see that part, but you see Jack Nicholson make out with that bitch. It looks like a penis inside a vagina, the pattern on the rug. And that's like the basis of life, having sex. And if you go to that pattern where that kid's taken off, that's like the next step is a person joining society. It's because it's all closed off and we're all like a honeycomb.
The hexagons.
It's hexagons. You see how it's all hexagons? That's like we're like, all like a honeycomb in that society.
The point of one hexagon, if you were to represent this with sex, it would be that the point of one hexagon penetrates two, as in like you're spreading like the legs are like lit, I guess going in. See how it's like pointed?
Wait, 1 second. Look up the shining rug pattern.
Is that, or am I wrong about that? Because that's like, dude, this is sacred geometry stuff. The patterns and... oops, I pressed the wrong thing here. But either way, the hexagons. That's as if you had a cube and you were to put it on one point and you could just see, like, the top and two sides. You point a cube on it to where you can only see three sides of it. And, like, you point, like, the far end corner is pointing up, like, that honeycomb pattern.
It looks like a honeycomb pattern, exactly. Now, go to the... where's the other one? Did you look up Shining Room 237 rug?
No, but I can. But either you didn't hear. What's the is there any others that you've heard about too?
Oh my god, so many. My mind was blown. They have a whole 2-hour movie on Netflix.
I'm gonna have to watch this, dude.
And if you watch one of the scenes with the kid gets his very first vision. Yeah, exactly. Isn't that look like a penis inside a vagina?
Yeah, dude.
Exactly.
But that pattern is in a lot of things.
Well, that's...
have you ever seen... there's an artist named H.R. Giger, the guy who designed the alien that we talk about, Xenomorphs. If you ever look at his art, besides having actual dicks and pussies and all this kind of crazy shit in it, there's a lot of things that are shaped like it. Dude, the alien itself, look at that thing's head. That's a dick. He did that stuff on purpose.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah,
what,
dude.
What a pervert.
The tongue coming out, like all that stuff. Dude... like, yeah, dude.
He's awesome.
That guy's house is crazy. If you guys get the chance, Google H.R. Giger. Look up his art. Some of it's pretty cool, man. Some of it's real cool, but some of it's real sexual, weird cyborg stuff. You're like, what? He's got a whole book called The Necronomicon. It's all this nutty stuff.
Really?
There's like a wall. There's a whole wall of, like, babies' heads coming out of, like, pussies, and they all got, like, herpes and weird, like, metal things and stuff. Like, what is going on?
That is
awesome. Never want to be there. H.R. Giger, your dimension that you created, please do not ever put me there.
Please.
Coming way too much.
Wow! 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 Jesus! Oh, fuck! That's out of control.
Choking.
Don't die, I'm okay.
This is awesome.
Hell.
Yeah. They're throwing up hand gestures. Jiren's throwing smoke.
Gang signs.
It's all good.
It is.
So, the Lord of the Rings games, what heroes can you be?
In that Lord of the Rings game, we could be Aragorn, Gimli, all the good ones, like Gandalf.
All the good ones.
All the good guys, man. I don't know.
Can you be any of the bad dudes?
Yeah, I'm going through it right now.
Can you be like Sauron with a big mace getting crazy?
I suppose you could probably be him towards the end. I don't know. I haven't been there yet. I could be like the Ring Wraith dude. Like, is that what it's called? The Lich King? Is that who it is? Yes, that's who it is. You could be the Lich King in, like, the first one. Then you could be... I lost it. Oh, the Mouth of Sauron. The dude, if you watch the third...
The black, oily, long-toothed guy that Gandalf cuts off his head, or Strider cuts off his head.
One of the weirdest-looking dudes in the whole thing just had a huge CG mouth. You do a perfect impression of me. Mouth.
Dude, I went to Red Lobster last night.
Oh, Jesus. Throw out to Red Lobster.
They're pretty good. They're okay. I don't know. Radioactive fish, maybe?
Did you have lobster?
Good. No, I had, like, fish and some shrimp. Those big fish. But it was funny, because, like, a waiter spilt a beer, and everyone was looking except, like, me and my mom and dad. We were still talking to each other. Like, we all looked to see what the noise was. Like, what the fuck? Because you're like, and I saw this fizz on the ground. I was like, oh, God, I just spilled something. But the whole fucking restaurant was all looking. It's like, dude. Like, oh my god. Everybody, oh my god, I just thought of something. In elementary school one time, there was a giant ass bumblebee flying around in the cafeteria, and as it flew down towards the kids, they'd be like, ah! And fly up and then come back down. Ah! The whole group of kids.
Dude, why the fuck would you remember that?
Dude, it's because, I don't know, a lot of weird stuff happened to me and my friends in elementary school. Like, these two kids got in a fight one time, and the one kid slapped the tray out of his hand, and the tray, like, catapulted, like, hot turkey onto my other friend, and he got burnt and had to go home.
Really? It was, like, real hot turkey?
Yeah. He's like, ah! Hot turkey. Two kids are fighting, he doesn't even know, he just gets splashed. And it's crazy, because where I was sitting... I'm sitting at this table, and where the fight would have happened, I would have got hit with the turkey, but that day... I was sitting at another table because I was making other friends. I was like, oh, I'm going to sit over here today. And I was like walking back and forth between tables. And like, when I was at the other table, that's when shit went down. And those two kids fought. And the hot turkey scalded my friend.
That's what we call insta-karma, my friend.
He didn't do nothing. He's got...
No, that was not... Poor kid was just a third party. He was just in the way. But you, that was a sign from... universe being like, Kyle,
go sit at this other table.
Good choice today, my
sit at this other table from now on, dude.
Do you question now sitting here? No, you don't.
I got put in ISS in elementary school.
I did too. I think I got in a fight on the bus.
In school suspension, all it was for this school was next to the stairs, they had a cubicle, like cubicle walls. So when people were walking down the stairs, they could look down and see what you were doing. You could look up at them.
Really?
Yeah, and, dude, the day I was in it, all the teachers came in and were like, what'd you do, Kyle? I said, none of your fucking business, now I think about it. But at the time, I'm like, I did something bad. You know, what I did was, me and my friend were drawing dick pictures, just like in the movie Superbad, way before it happened. We had, like, at least 20 little dick pictures. And the more we drew, the more it got, like, more detailed. Dude, I busted out my colored pencils. I was drawing, like, veins and pink heads and all this craziness. And we threw them out, dude. I like ripped up half of them, threw them out.
Just chucked them?
Right, we're going to our little cubby holes and getting our coats on and getting ready to go.
Just go to like a Catholic school or something?
No.
Why would they suspend, give you ISS for drawing dick pics?
I don't know, either way, you threw them on the garbage. Made sure they were covered up. This girl comes on, I was like, the teacher wants to see you.
Yo, this fuck.
Same girl I didn't invite to my third grade birthday party. Either way, she comes on, teacher wants to see you. The teacher's got the little dick pictures all over her fucking desk, dude. And she's like, what is this? And I'm like, I'm like, they're dicks. like, that one is... There was one with a dick going into a butt. But I didn't want to say that's what it was. So I was like, that's a dick. That's a dick with a head. It's got like, you were actually it was a face. Dick? I was lying. Well, I didn't say dick. I was like, that's like a wiener. You know, like, and like,
why would you get in trouble for that?
I don't know, dude. Either way, the funny thing is though, I told my parents that what happened, and they were like, whatever. But when they sent the letters home saying they were going to get in-school suspension, they sent all the little dick pics over to my friend's house. Even my drawings, they sent him over. He's like, dude, my parents yelled at me. And they were like, wondering what was going on. I was drawing all these dick pictures in school. It's like, yeah, man.
Weird. Why would you have been ashamed if your parents saw it?
No.
Why? I just would have thought you were a little gay. Like, okay. That's the only thing I would have thought. A little funny bastard, or a little gay.
I remember one time, this one kid drew like a big one on like a notebook paper, and he left in the bathroom. And then like an hour later, during like a little study hall thing, the teacher comes in and was like, "Who left this in the woman's bathroom?" Because he like ran in there, and like the reason she found out is because she floated through his notebook, found the fucking like cutout dick and like the drawing of other dicks in his notebook. Stupid, dude. Stupid.
It's so weird. Why does everybody draw dicks? I feel like I have never.
Maybe you're like learning about it when you're like looking, man. I don't know.
I have no.
I don't draw dicks anymore. Sometimes it's funny. I laugh at a good dick
drawing. It is funny. It's not funny. But I just wonder why you made one. It's like, were they cool? Did you make one with like a cape? That's all I think of.
No.
Like Superbad, didn't he make one with a cape?
Yeah, those ones were a little crazy.
They were a little out of hand, but still made me chuckle.
Dude, I saw a thing where people... There's like a whole fan fiction thing of Snape and Hermione, like, fucking. Like, they have like a... They want to fuck real bad, but they don't. It's like the what is it called? Like the fruit you're not supposed to eat. I can't even think of it.
Forbidden fruit?
The forbidden fruit, yeah. They like show them like... People edit the movies to where it's like, it makes it look like they're talking to each other, and they're like looking at each other, and they play the fucking crazy music and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, dude. What the fuck?
That is out of control.
That's what I'm saying.
What does this sound like? Live League or something? YouTube?
YouTube. Just type in Snape and, when I was a little kid reading those books, I couldn't pronounce her fucking name. I was like, Hermione.
Dude, I couldn't pronounce her name.
Hermione. Hermione. Like, I didn't know it was Hermione.
Get the fuck out of here. That just blew my mind for some reason.
What?
Why would it have blown it? This fucking shit. Every porn video you look on, you see fucking weird types of
dude, cartoon you can find. Yeah, you can find like Homer getting butt-fucked by Barney.
Oh my
you
God.
Can find the craziest.
Fucked up.
Dude, anything you can think of, someone has tainted it.
Tainted it.
I saw, remember, you know, the Cheezosaurus Rex?
The Cheezosaurus Rex?
The
Kraft dude?
The Kraft macaroni and cheese dinosaur that was made out of cheese. He was like a Cheezosaurus Rex. I saw a picture of him jerking off, and his foreskin was a fucking noodle, and he's coming cheese into a bowl of macaroni.
Really?
Yeah. And somewhere in the multiverse, that thing is alive, really doing that. Blah, blah, fucking
somewhere
blowing cheese
in the
cum into a bowl of macaroni. Probably gonna eat it. I would if I was him. Like, fuck, what else he got?
If that's the only thing to eat, I
he's
guess.
A prize. He's a fat, bloated dinosaur guy blowing cheese loads and macaroni all sad.
If you want to take it to a literal level and then Papua New Guinea and them freaking tribes, them guys blasting.
You want to go there, don't you?
That's the, everybody wants to be like, oh, it's not existing. It's real. That shit's
dude,
real.
There's a thing in Israel.
I do not want to go there, first of all, because that's fucked up, man. All
right. I had a guy tell me that there's a thing, there's like a little, like, Islamic little saying where it's talking about a boy's bum being as fine as a nice peach, but he's across the river. Like,
ooh.
If I only knew how to swim. Like, something like that, dude. It's like, fuck me, man.
That is so bad.
And, like, I was friends with a Marine. He used to tell me that, these, like, when they teamed up with the Muslim soldiers there during this war, that those guys used to, like, butt-fuck each other and things, and then be like, oh, we're going to the Forgiveness Day. Like everything is so, it's so crazy. And those women, are so beautiful, and they keep them wrapped up. Those hairy, stinky feet. Guys, no offense, I'm just, you know, fucking joking around. But it's just like, they have the banging, they all look like Jasmine, Princess Jasmine, dude.
The ladies over there?
Yeah, dude, those Middle East women are slamming, dude. They're all like Princess Jasmine. They keep them covered up in those stupid ghost robes.
Kyle just disappears. It's like, where'd Kyle go?
No way, man. No fucking way.
I wouldn't want to go there.
Either way, talking about that, too, there was a thing I was talking about to you earlier. There's the Muslims, they worship a thing called the Kaaba. It's that giant stone house in the middle of that giant mosque.
Building.
And where it is, it has something to do with the winter solstice and things like that, too. I saw it on a program. But either way, there's a corner that has a meteorite on it. And I just thought that was crazy. And they think that Muhammad kissed it.
Maybe that's what they moved that meteorite to it, or
maybe when that thing was, they claimed that it was part of the original.
So maybe they built around it.
Yeah,
they first built it.
It's like the size of a bowling ball hole looking thing. There's like a black looking. It looks like black glass.
Inside. Well, I do believe Muhammad did it. Just so I don't get my head cut off, he did. But maybe what if just a meteorite came down and like some. No offense to our ancient ancestors, primitive people. What if a meteorite came down, primitive people saw that, and
they thought it was a good guy.
They knew how to cut granite, and they knew how to cut marble and shit. And they're like, oh shit, wouldn't you think that you didn't know what the fuck that was? You're like, wow, it looks like our god may have fucking came down and hit it.
Yeah, sent us a jewel.
Yeah, sent us something. Yeah. That was a sign that there is a god out there, maybe. You know what I mean? Maybe, like, after that came down, it rained or some shit. So they're like, oh, we built around that, and they built all that. But, you know, Muhammad did it, though. I'm just saying.
Dude, you ever, like, look into the stars at night, and even though, like, you're staring off into, like, space, it looks like you're in one of those, what are those called? Planetariums? Like, it looks like it's not as far away as it is. Like, dude, what is it? Like you know, some people think it was a black sheet with little pinholes poked into it. It's like right fucking there. You look at clouds sometimes, you're like, dude, it looks like it's right there.
Our poor friends of the city do not know.
Oh, City Live, you get to see stars. Sorry.
Sorry. Even rednecks get some technology to make a stupid podcast for people to listen to. So, boom, I see stars every night, and it's the greatest thing. Just look up.
I'm gonna hit you in the head real hard as you see stars.
Oh!
Ooh!
Cuckoo!
Ooh. Yeah, you get one of those big long lumps and there's fucking like a horseshoe around it. Dude, Looney Tunes is crazy violent.
Yeah, it is.
They like shooting each other in the head with guns and doing all sorts of shit. Though I like the Roadrunner the best. That stuff makes me laugh.
It is funny.
I like it when things get hurt.
We're talking about Looney Tunes on this podcast. I think we went down a deep
end. You know what I can't stand? When people have Tasmanian devil tattoos he's like wearing a Gold's Gym jersey, breaking a weight in half.
With his spinning tornado underneath as his legs.
Oh man, maybe. He could have that, a little tadpole looking.
I'm gonna get that on my back.
Why did they make him spin like that?
Because he's the Tasmanian devil.
They are crazy.
Why not, man? Because they had to make a destructive force, a Hulk of the Looney Tunes.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. He's alright.
Sega Genesis game where he goes up into Mars is pretty awesome.
I remember him being kind of hard to control when you're spin mode.
This may have been a different game.
You know what game I used to like, kind of not like?
Marvel always the Martian played? Was in the one I played.
Earthworm Jim.
I didn't really like that game.
I didn't really like it either, but I used to play it a lot. Dude, I think it was like real hard and weird.
Real hard and weird.
Earthworm Jim.
That game was out of control difficult.
Real hard.
I know.
Speaking of which,
I just had to make it blatantly obvious you said that.
Our mind's always in the gutter.
It was difficult.
You guys haven't noticed.
Who? Mine? No.
Our fans, those internet people, just think, we put these out every 3 days, so you're hearing the past versions of Jared and Kyle.
And we're supposed to be evolved.
Time warp. We're time warping.
We're supposed to be evolved, right?
We are evolved.
I didn't know about the mosque and the meteorite in Muhammad 3 days ago.
You learn stuff every day.
Oh, man. That's awesome. You made me lose concentration on what just I was think. Saying.
Everybody knows something you don't.
Ooh. Bada bing, bada boom. So I should be nice to him. Learn as much as you can.
There's just too much information out there for someone to know so much, dude. I know a lot about some things, and I know nothing about others, and
I know a little bit about a handful of things. I have some sort of weird disease of, I don't know.
You have a disease? No. Oh.
I had a virus.
You did?
In my lungs a couple weeks ago.
When was this? Oh, you're talking about the sickness? Ooh, wah!
That was just a joke. I have lame jokes. Scaled 1 to 10, they're fucking horrible. They're just bad.
Usually. You want to wrap this up like a mummy?
Yes, we're going to have to. I'm phasing out. I can't remember what I was talking about.
It's all good.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. This was Bunktastic. Follow us on Twitter, Bunk_Tastic. You know what to do. Facebook us. We love you.
Number 11. One sticks.